And from today, every adult living in the Republic is an organ donor when they die, unless they sign a new register to opt out. If their name is on that register, their family will not be asked for their consent. But if the deceased person has signed up, the family will be consulted. 263 organ transplants were carried out here last year thanks to organ donations. Campaigner and journalist Orla Tinsley has been telling our reporter Aaron McElroy that she questions if the changes are enough.
It's actually proven that opt-out on its own, soft opt-out, doesn't make a huge difference alone. By having a soft opt-out system in Ireland, it's still giving some power to the family, which needs to be dealt with through a lot of education. And the primary thing that each person in Ireland can do, and what this Act actually is doing, is changing the narrative around how we think about organ donations. So instead of organ donation being something that perhaps we don't want to talk about or think about, because a lot of people don't want to think about death, it's something that you have to think about, because if you don't have a conversation with your family member and choose whether you opt in or opt out, then you can't have your wishes followed through on. So it's crucial. The most crucial part of this is that everyone will be automatically an organ donor, and the task for each person is to think deeply about how they feel about that.
You had mentioned that a step in the future would be on further education around organ donation. What might that look like?
Well, firstly, in regards how organ donation is taught in schools. So having specific modules around this from primary school upwards in a very clear and dedicated way, and particularly emphasising what soft opt-out means, is vital. And not just that education, but also, you know, for transplant patients who are waiting for organ donation, who are hoping that their lives will be saved, you know, support and education at that point of contact too is really, really important. So there's a lot of work to do, but there's also a lot of great work being done.
And that was campaigner and journalist Orla Tinsley there. Well, Dr. Brian O'Brien is the National Director of Organ Donation Transplant Ireland. He's also consultant in anaesthesia and intensive care medicine at Cork University Hospital. And he's on the line now. Dr. O'Brien, you're very welcome to the programme. Just wondering, listening there, the family of the person who opts out has their wishes respected. But the person who wants to be a donor, their wishes aren't respected because their family still gets a veto. Is that fair?
If I understand the question correctly, the wishes of a person who wishes to be a donor are respected. What is changing today is that we will have a situation where somebody who registers, their family will not be approached, because what they will have registered is a wish not to be a donor or an unwillingness to donate. What we are checking with the family to confirm is that our inference drawn from their absence on the register is an appropriate one. That is to say that they are willing to be a donor.
But that family can say they don't want their loved one's organs donated. Is that not the case?
They can say that because they are people who know the patient well and who genuinely have a good interpretation of their mindset and their wishes. It would be very difficult. What you're describing is sometimes referred to as a hard opt-out. That is to say, where the absence of registration means that the organs can be taken with or without family buy-in. That is very, very difficult to deliver on. There are countries around the world that have it on their as an option, but it's just about never done, because, you know, taking organs when a family are saying that this is not what the patient would want or this is not their wishes is realistically not very feasible.
Yeah. In your experience, do many families say no when asked to donate a loved one's organs?
We're quite fortunate in Ireland that we have a strong sense of kind of social cohesion that I think translates into a generally positive approach or response to this. The figures would indicate across the board that about 80% of Irish families actually acquiesce to donation. That's also consistent with surveys of public opinion. When people are asked, generally speaking, about 80 to 90% of individuals, when they are asked, say that they would be willing to donate their organs in the event of their death. the figure is at the higher end of that range for younger people who typically make, on the one hand, the very best donors, but conversely, the most tragic circumstances in which families are often barely able to even consider the question. So it is in that light that we hope that this change in legislation will stimulate discussion and will increase maybe a little that positivity.
Will it also increase organ donations realistically? Because very few are carried out each year.
Exactly. I think, as Orla Tinsley said, in isolation, this is unlikely to lead to a meaningful increase in organ donation. It is probably best understood as a statement of a moral position by a population, and as a statement of intent by a medical organization. So, in essence, it would ultimately need to be part of a suite of measures that would lead to a meaningful increase in organ donation. On the other hand, I would say, or I would point out, that typically in Ireland we carry out about 250 to 300 transplants per year. So the numbers are not terribly low. We're kind of mid-table mediocrity is sort of where we are with this. We're not world leaders, but nor are we particularly laggards. But I think we can do better, particularly because of the very positive public attitude that is generally found toward this.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Dr. Brian O'Brien, National Director of Organ Donation Transplant Ireland at 7:32. And Brian's here with the latest news.